بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أبو شريك عمي رضي الله تعالى عنه نريز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is not permissible for a guest to remain at the home of the host for so long that it causes inconvenience to the host. قد أبو شريك عمي رضي الله تعالى عنه نريز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last day should surely honor his guest. The guest is entitled to one day and night of extreme courtesy and hospitality, and he should be entertained for a maximum of 3 days. Entertaining him more than that would be considered as charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day should surely honor his guest. The guest is entitled to one day and night of extreme courtesy and hospitality, and he should be entertained for a maximum of 3 days. Entertaining him more than that would be considered as charity. Note, Imam Khattabi rahimahullah ta'ala writes that a host should be lavish and extravagant in his treatment of the guest on the first day. On the second 2 days, the entertainment should be of a lesser degree. With the passing of 3 days, he has fulfilled his obligation to the guest. Allama Aini rahimahullah ta'ala has written that one should go out of one's way on the first day. The second day should be not as lavish as the first day, and on the third day, one should present whatever is available. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narizah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one should have a bed for himself, a second for his wife, a third for the guest, and the fourth would be for the shaitan, for the devil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one should have a bed for himself, a second one for his wife, a third for the guest, and the fourth would be for the devil. Note, the above hadith does not imply that it is not permissible to have more than 4 beds in a house. What the hadith is referring to is that one should have sufficient arrangements for oneself, the family, and for the guests that one receives. Thus, if a person receives a number of guests at a time, he should have adequate facilities for all of them. What is prohibited is to amass more than what is required. The fourth in the hadith is not meant literally. Rather, it implies to the unnecessary extra item a person keeps in the home.